Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you. Voice Ted Williams, Scott Spears back with you here Monday, January 25th, 2021. 15 minutes past the hour, and we're talking about a lot of things this morning here on this last Monday of January. How about that? Who could have imagined this month would have blown by so fast? Now, talking this morning about the passing of Larry King over the weekend at the age of 87. Also talking again about the John Mellencamp song, Jack and Diane. You know, again, we're not a music station, and as far as John Mellencamp goes, he's a big deal. I know the name John Mellencamp, and yes, I have heard the song Jack and Diane, but the lyrics, we really have no idea what they mean. And another question that came up in hour number one, is it February or February? Now, we'll continue to say February, because that's how we are here in the Midwest. We stick with what we know, and I'm sure we will stick with February. But is that the correct pronunciation? And also, where did you hang out when you were younger? Where did you go to hang out if you were in Marion, or any other place, for that matter, when you were dating somebody or hanging out with your friends, where did you go? Now, we did get a Facebook message during the break there that people went to Denny's. Well, I can see that because Denny's was, I think, the only 24-hour restaurant at that particular time. So, Denny's, yeah, I can see that. But, at this point, we're wondering where you went. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Would be very interested to hear where you spent your days in Marion when you were younger. And age is not really a thing here. I mean, if you're in your 40s, maybe you spend it at the mall. If you're in your 80s, maybe you spend it downtown. Where were the hot places to go in Marion in those days? If you were on a date, people didn't travel like they do now. Cars were not... I've always wondered about this. Was it just the car? Because we say cars were made better years ago, but people really did not travel as often. Was it just everything was going on in your hometown? You know, you go back to the 50s or 60s, you don't see a whole lot of people traveling to Columbus on the weekends. Now, that's a big thing now for people to go to Columbus on the weekend. But why did less people travel back then? Was there any particular reason? Because certainly families had automobiles, but was it just they were not, I'm trying to think. Was it just they were not, the gas was not good, people didn't have a lot of money, cars were not made to travel like that, people didn't think that way, everything was here in town. Why did people not travel in those days? What was it that changed that sent people out traveling around the state of Ohio, which I like to do now? 740-383-9944. Again, that's 740-383-9944. We're going to go to the phone lines here and see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Back in the day when I was a kid, we went around that town and they put our own soldiers over at night. We went to the highway and Crystal Skating Rinks. And Just hung around the neighborhood.
Just would hang around. Now, what would you do while you were hanging around the neighborhood?
Oh, we're going to give people houses. Just walk around, whatever. Just had something to do.
Just went around doing whatever was possible.
Yeah, well, I was getting a little.
Yeah, I can understand. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
Again, what did you do when you were younger? What did you go out and do? Did you hang around the neighborhood? Was there a particular place that you went? You know, a lot of talk was made of Crystal Lake for that generation. I think maybe Crystal Lake was a destination of a certain generation. I think there also was a generation there that really liked to go to the skating rink. Now, there was a skating rink out on, it's Main Street. So I guess 423. There was a skating rink out there for a long time. Now, it burned down. Now, I know that was a destination spot. But, you know, long into the 80s and 90s, it was called Rollerama. I can't remember what it's called now. But the roller rink that's out behind Big Lots, that was a destination for kids for a long time. Now, do kids go roller skating nowadays? I don't know. They did back then. I know when it was the Rollerama, Friday and Saturday nights were very busy out at the bowling alley here in town. Now, it's still there. I think it's called Zoomers now, I think is what the name of it is. But that used to be a destination spot for people. I don't know if people still do that. Hard to tell. Go ahead, caller.
We went to the Highway Roll Arena out on 309 next to Garfield Park. That was a hot place.
Oh, so the one out on three. Okay. So now that was. Where was that at exactly?
Well, it's where all the storage buildings are now. That's where Garfield Park.
Yeah. Now, when did they tear that down?
Oh, probably the mid to late 70s.
Now, wasn't
yeah,
that.
They tore it down, and then we went to Skateland down in Columbus.
Well,
when
was the Rollerama Zoomers building built?
Oh, that was built probably in the 80s, close to the 80s.
So there was a little bit of time there where Marion had no roller rink.
Yeah, that's what I say. We went down to, it was called Skateland in Columbus, which was a nice clean skate roller arena.
Now, did
I
you...
I still got my full Precision Chicago roller skates. They don't fit anymore, but...
Well, now, did you ever go to the one out on 423 before it burned down?
Oh, no, that was before my time.
Right. You know, it's interesting because I know the building burned in the mid-70s. It burned down, like, in 76 because I've got
In the 70s, it was Race Park and City.
Well, you know, there's some confusion on this because I have the newspaper article when it burned down, and I believe it's 76 is when it burned, because the Marion Star covered it. Now, the Marion Star said it was abandoned, that it was being used for storage. And then somebody said, well, it was the original roller rink for Crystal Lake, but I'm not sure.
Back in the 40s and 50s.
Right.
There was also a pavilion there where they had
dances.
They had bands. My dad used to play out there.
Yeah. Used to have dances and bands in there.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure. But that tiny building, I mean, that's where Bargain City started?
Yeah, well, actually, before it was Rinks, it was just called Bargain City. Right. And then later on, I can't think of his name, had a plant store out there. After Rinks moved out where Big Lots is now.
So the last thing it was, before it just was abandoned and became a storage building, was Rinks.
That was Rinks. Was Rinks Bargain City.
And then they built right next to it, the Rinks that is still out there, but being... What is in that building? Does anybody know what's in that out there? Is it just offices for somebody?
Where, at 423?
Yeah, where Rinks used to be.
No, somebody bought that and fenced it all in back there. It's private property.
Well, no, not the original. I've been back there where Crystal Lake used to be. I'm talking about right there where the big parking lot is, and it was the last Rinks out on...
On the on the west side of the street?
Yeah.
Well, that was wasn't Marion Appliance.
Well, there was a trucking company in there. There was a trucking company's office for a while, but I don't know. There's something in there now.
Clarence Burns. Clarence Burns had Burns Appliance Center. That was he moved from the old Bargain City building over across the street and had Burns place there.
Well, I know if you go out there today, because the building still stands, you can drive in the parking lot, and if you go back out...
Well, later on it was a bingo hall for the Harding Boosters, well, the Marion County Boosters.
Yeah.
And their bingo.
Well, I just
before
don't...
Before they moved to downtown.
I don't know what's... I mean, if you go up to where the windows are, you can clearly see that it's an office building now. But I don't know what it's... But there's no signs. So I don't know what it's an office building for.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a little bit of history. We used to go to the Holly Roll Arena, and then at that time, the patio drive-in was open on Center Street. And in 1961, then they put the one-way streets in, and patio drive-in restaurant, that was a hot spot, and the L&K on West Center Street, and it's 2.5 miles around the loop.
Now,
Center and Church and Sargent and Park Boulevard.
Now, I also heard, now I'm not sure which era this would have been, but the Isley shop that was downtown, that used to be a hot spot for kids, like the counter.
Well, yeah, there was one on Main Street, and there was also one on Prospect before they built the overpass.
Now, do either of those...
Servex Electronics on one side of the alley, and Isley's is on the other side of the alley.
Now, do either of those buildings still stand?
Yeah, there's buildings are still down there. And then on Main Street, behind the... Isley's was Big Bear. That's where the Catholic church parking lot is now.
So Big Bear was the Catholic church parking lot. So Isley's was where? Well, what is where Isley's
behind it on Prospect Street?
So what is in the Isley building now?
I don't think it's there anymore. I think it's torn down.
Oh, so the one on Main Street is gone.
Well, the one on Main Street, it closed. The building is still there. It's been remodeled. It's about where the Brickyard is now.
So the Brickyard was Isley's.
Well, they took up a couple buildings there to make the Brickyard.
Oh, okay. So none of the original...
No, there is rises around.
Yeah, the buildings are gone.
On Main Street, starting with the alley there, was Stowe's Racket Store. And it was the Marion Meat Market was next to it, and it was Turner Hardware, and the Isley Shop, and I can't think what else was in there. There were like 2, 3, or 4 stores there together, and those all went out of business, and they've all changed now, and they're redoing all that stuff on Main Street. There were a lot of places to go back then. There was the where the Gold, not Gold Rush. Next to Perkins, where the jewelry place there.
Yeah, the U.S. Gold.
That used to be the Plaza View Drive-In.
Yep. That was run by. What was the name?
Don and Grace Woods.
And Grace Wood, and their and then their house. Which now was their house? There was a story about their house that when.
Yeah, they turned the house around and sits on Woodside Drive.
Yeah, but now
was Woodside Drive got a snake.
Yeah, but how was the house? I mean, where was the house at that they had to move?
The house at where Perkins is.
Oh, so they just moved the house. So the house
they
was.
They moved the house on the Woodside Drive and then built Perkins.
So the house was next to their restaurant.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Okay. I got you. Now, what kind of things did they serve there?
Oh, what we would call. Fast food, I guess. It was burgers and fries and hot dogs and different things like that. It was quick food. One called fast food. It was quick food.
Quick food. Well,
and it was a drive up where you had waitresses come out and car hops come out and take your order.
I tell you, it's an interesting history. Thanks for calling.
Oh, it is. It is. It was a fun time back then.
Absolutely. Thanks.
I'd like to relive it again.
I know. I think everybody would. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
All right, phone lines are open. If we're lines ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling, 740-383-9944. But does anybody know, because the building is still out there, I think we've talked about this before, but it's where Bargain City was, out on 423. You know, if you get on 423, if you're going... You always get your directions wrong here. If you're going north on 423 and you take it all the way out and you go past Williamsport there, you'll see on your right, if you're going in that direction, the old Bargain City. And there's a big parking lot there and the buildings back there, rinks. But the building has never been torn down, and if you drive in the parking lot now, which I still, last time I was out there, you were still able to drive in the parking lot, there it looks like it's been turned into offices out there. But I don't know what those are offices for, because there are no signs out there that I've ever seen. So I don't know if they were just turned into offices, or they were... never used, the offices were never rented. I don't know. Does anybody know what is out there? Is it even in use at this particular point? Are those offices in use for anything out there on 423? The old rinks, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, where did you hang out when you were younger, in Marion? At some point, no matter what age you are, everybody was younger at some point. And where would you hang out? Now, there was a whole generation that spent their time at the mall. There was a whole generation that would go to Crystal Lake Amusement Park. There was a whole generation that went to roller rinks. There was a whole generation that went to restaurants downtown. It just kind of depended on what kind of generation you were from, or what generation you were from, and I guess what your interests were at that particular time. So, the question is, what did you do? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we will put you up live on the air here on WWGH Radio. It's a fascinating thing to look back at and see what people did. We talked a lot about restaurants here, morning and morning and morning again, because there's a lot of history there, the local restaurants. But these department stores and these recreation places that people went to, those are also very interesting. And I don't know the exact history. Now, does anybody know the exact history about... It burned down, so the building's gone. But out there on 423, we know at one point it was the roller rink for Crystal Lake Amusement Park. And then at one point it was a dance hall where bands would come in and people would dance. And then at one point, I guess it was turned into Rinks Bargain City. It was a department store. And when it burned down, I believe in 1976 is the article that I saw, when it finally burned down, I think it was just being used for storage, is what the newspaper article says. But how did that all happen? Was it still a roller rink after Crystal Lake closed down? Did it just become a dance hall after Crystal Lake closed down? Was it under the same management? When did Bargain City take it over? And obviously, people were not roller skating or dancing there at that point when Bargain City came in. Was that all in the same building? Did the building ever change? Did they ever renovate it? What's the story on that building? And was it further out than where Bargain City is now? Because the Crystal Lake property with the what they call Crystal Lake, which was more of a a pool. You know, it's still out there, but it's on private property now, so you don't want to go out there and try to get near that. But it is still out there on a... Well, when I went out there, it's been a long time ago now, probably more than 10 years, but it was a couple's private property. I don't know if they still live there or what the story is on that, but there wasn't much left. Pretty much just the pool that I saw was left. And it certainly didn't look like the pool of the Crystal Lake era pictures that I had seen. It was just, you could tell that at one point it was a pool. And there were all kinds of stories with that. There was, you know, the roller coaster was knocked over and dumped in the lake. And the roller coaster was taken down and put down in the Hamilton Stone Quarry. You know, I don't know what the truth is to any of that. But a lot of stories about that. A lot of stories. Now, you know, I had never been to Crystal Lake. Obviously, that was long gone by the time I came around. But could you eat there? Were there places to eat? Was it like a fair, like an ongoing fair? Was it like a Cedar Point or a Kings Island? Was it that type of place? Did people come from other cities and counties to go there? You know, I don't know if it was mismanaged financially. I really don't know. Randy Winland wrote a great book on this, finally a definitive book after all these years on Crystal Lake that's out there. But there was so much confusion and thought about what happened out there and why it did not succeed. And then there was this whole generation that came after it had closed and said, oh my goodness, why don't they try to open something like that back up? Wouldn't that be great? People would come from all around to see that. You know, I don't know. People like to travel now. I think people like to go to Sandusky to Cedar Point. I think people like to go to Kings Island. I think people like to go to Cincinnati, Cleveland, Columbus. It's a whole different kind of... idea now. But give us a call if you have any thoughts on Crystal Lake or what you did when you were younger. Where would you take your dates? Where would you take your friends on Friday night? What would you do? Where would you go? Where were the hot spots in Marion? We always hear about downtown as a whole, that people would go downtown and they would shoot the loop and do all kinds of stuff like this. But what were the hot spots? I mean, where were people going? I understand people would go down there to shop, but what restaurants were they hanging out in? What type of things were they doing downtown? You know, was it Turoff's? Was Turoff's the hot spot? George Kasotis had the Home Cafe down there. Now, I don't know if these were more dinner places or if they were more lunch places for the people who work downtown. But the two downtown that I hear most about are Turoff's and George Kasotis' Home Cafe, who was, I think he was in business there with his mother. So, you know, I hear about those two, but I don't know, did people go to dinner there on Friday night and Saturday night like they do on the east side of town now? Is that what they did? Or were there other places downtown that people would go to dinner? You know, I know there was a restaurant in the Harding Hotel at one point that I believe Steve Bomas, he was the chef there, and used to do... Now, here's a throwback. What was the big meal that you used to get at the Harding Hotel that I believe Steve Bomas was famous for cooking? Now, it was called something like Steamship Round. Is that what it was called? Steamship Round or Flagship Round or something like that. And what was it? Because, you know, it's interesting. Because when you hear the history of all these food places in downtown, that's the only thing, maybe second to Isley's Ice Cream, that and George Turoff's Pies over at Turoff's. I don't know what it was, and George Kasotis' Greek Salad, I don't know what it was about this Steamship Round And I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. I know his daughter, Anna Bomas, is still here in town. But is that what it was? Was it called Steamship Round? Am I saying that right? Was that what it was called? And I don't even know what it was. I think it was some kind of meat. But I really don't know what kind of meat it was. So does anybody know that? Because that I think went on pretty much up until the Harding Hotel closed the first time. Back in the... Did it close in the 70s? I think it closed up in the 70s. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember the restaurant that was in the Harding Hotel and whatever Steve Bomas was cooking in there? Was it Steamship Round? And what was that? What kind of meat was that? Why was that so popular? I've never really known. You know, I've just heard about it, but I don't really know what it was. So anybody who knows what it was certainly can enlighten me at this point. 740-383-9944. Now, here's a question that comes up a lot. What do you think that Marion needs right now? Because we're in the middle of this pandemic, but one day it'll be over. What do you think that Marion needs that would really be a point where people would come? A really popular place. Now, we've tried things like the Aquatic Center. We tried the Aquatic Center. I don't know that that drew a whole lot of people outside of town. I don't think it does. Now, if it does, somebody could tell me differently, but I don't think it has been the destination spot that some people thought it was going to be. Is there a restaurant? Is there a business, an amusement park, an activity that you would love to see come to Marion because you think it would pick up business around this area, that people would start coming to this area and say, boy, that is the place to go? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. What does Marion need? Now, I know every resident out here has an idea of if something came here, it would be hugely popular. You know, but we have a bad record of things opening up and closing fast. You know, and that's just been something in the past years. You know, Popeye's Chicken. This was such a big deal. Popeye's Chicken opened up. They were extremely busy. And then they closed, I think, within a year. Ponderosa. People were waiting for the Ponderosa to open up here in Marion, out in front of Meyer. People were waiting and counting it down, and then it finally opened, and they were super busy. I mean, you almost had to have a reservation out there for the first 2 or 3 weeks. And then, within the year, they were gone. And, you know, that happens a lot. You know, there were a lot of businesses downtown here that have done that, restaurant-wise. They open up big, and then they fizzle out quick. Now, what do you think is the cause of that? You know, I have my own theory on why that happens. How many years did we hear that we wanted a White Castle in Marion? And then here came the White Castle. And how long was it here? Maybe 2 or 3 years. It never seemed to be busy. Then it left. Why do these things happen? Are people very, what should we say, in their own routine, that they don't break out for anything? Do they go to the same places? You know, McDonald's, Wendy's, Arby's. Now, Sonic has stayed open. Sonic is kind of an offbeat one that has stayed open. And for a long time, I know Marion wanted a Red Lobster. And when we finally got the Red Lobster, they have seemingly done okay. They've been around for quite a while. Let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know for sure, but I have heard that the reason that the White Castle went out was because they were selling drugs in there. They said that the fellow that had that franchise also had one in Mansfield, and it closed also.
Now, did you ever see them busy, though?
Oh, yeah, they were busy. Of course, the business was drugs, and that's what drove a lot of the business away.
You know, see, I used to drive on, well, you know, because I live out that way, I would drive on 95, and I was always shocked at how, you know, you would look at McDonald's, they were packed. You would look at Long John Silver's, they had a line. You would look at Wendy's, Burger King, they all had lines. And you'd get there to White Castle, and every so often you'd see a car there, but there was never a wrapped line at lunchtime or dinner time. It just didn't seem, and the same thing with Popeyes. Once they initially opened, it was big, but then they never really had much of a line.
Well, White Castle's an acquired taste. You don't like steam burgers and indigestion, you don't go there.
Well, right, but I just, you know, everybody complained for so long that we need to get one, and I still think the White Castle truck comes to Marion, and I don't know how well they do, but it just seemed like...
You see quite a few people around that stop there, and it's just, I don't know. So the Popeyes, I think their problem was when they first opened, they were serving some undercooked food, and a lot of people got turned away on that. I think after they got settled down, it was pretty good food. But, you know, you never get a second time to make a first impression.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what happened with Ponderosa. I think when they opened up, they were so busy. And I don't think they had the staff to handle it, and a lot of people got a bad experience. And then when they finally got it all straightened out,
up to par. So,
well, these businesses got to learn. If you open up a business in Marion, you've got to learn that.
Be ready.
Yeah, you got to be ready when you open. Now, understand that that's going to die off in about a month. But for that first month, you've got to be ready.
Maybe not. If you serve the people well to begin with, you're going to keep them. Look at Steve Dakota's when they moved from the old L&K building down to where they are now. They're busy all the time. There's just some businesses, if they do it right, It works. Same way with Wendy's and several others.
You know, though, what's interesting? I was in Steve Dakota's last Thursday, and, you know, of course, it's at the new location, and, of course, we're in the middle of this pandemic, but, you know, I got good service and I got good food, so there was no problem there, but I was kind of shocked because there is no drive-through there. I wonder what kind of takeout business they're doing, because for a Thursday night at dinner time, you know, it wasn't extremely busy.
It's good, I can tell you.
And well, it's good. Great. Well, we can only hope.
I just got some about a week or so ago, and it was really good.
Yeah. The food was good. The food was, but I just hope they're doing a lot of takeout and things like that, because it doesn't seem like the dining room was all that busy.
Well, it's many only have so many in there, so that's, you know, they're still restricted on the amount of people. You got to keep your distance and what have you.
Well, we'll hope they keep on keeping on, but you're right about that. I think a lot of people in the beginning go to these places, and I don't think they're ready for the crowd that they get, and I think they turn them off.
Yeah, you have to be ready, because people won't wait. If you get your food quick and it's no good, you won't be back. We had an experience at Red Lobster the other night. I picked up carryout, and it was not good. Fish was greasy, potatoes were wimpy, and Red Lobster's not cheap. So,
no, you don't want to go there and get a bad meal.
They are not part of the Darden group anymore. They got bought out. They're not in with Olive Garden anymore, and I didn't realize that. They've done away with it. They don't have any chicken on the menu. It's mostly shrimp and that kind of stuff. So it's not as good as what it once was.
Well,
and that's sad.
For a while, they did a business.
Oh, they did. They did. But they were busy. So.
Well,
I wasn't happy with what we got. So.
Maybe it's not hurting them
too. Other people will be.
Yeah. Well, we'll hope they're able to hang in there. Well, thanks for calling.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, on the internet, we've got some suggestions here of things that Marion could use. A Chick-fil-A is one of them. Fazoli's seems to be one of them. I think that's probably right. I think people would like to go to those particular restaurants. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What do you think? Chick-fil-A? Fazoli's? 740-383-9944. Anything that you think coming to Marion for business on the plus side would work out. Now, it's also interesting to me that a lot of the businesses that are downtown are doing well now. Now, I hear this Taste of Memphis is doing very well. I have not made it over there yet, but I hear they're doing very well. And, well, a lot of places. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you've been talking about what Marion needs and whatever.
Yes.
You know, for business and pleasure and everything else. The problem is, I feel, since I'm a gourmet cook, people are not getting their money's worth for what they're getting. Like, I won't name the restaurant, but maybe you'll know it after I tell you. They served sweet potatoes. And they had delicious sweet potatoes. I mean, really good, like you fix at home. And so when I would be in a hurry or whatever, I would, you know, go in there. You could only get them, like, after 4 p.m. And I think now the business is serving at afternoon. But again, I don't know. The last one that I got after they moved and to another location and they started serving them for lunch and you could get them in the afternoon, I went in and they didn't have it oven baked. They throwed one in the microwave. I wouldn't give you one penny or even a half of a penny for a sweet potato baked in a microwave or even a regular potato. So this is what they're doing. They're playing a cheating game on the public, and the public is getting smart. And so most people are just going to the store and cooking at home. I don't even think about going out and eating because, you know, to me it's just, you don't know what you're going to get. So it's in the cooks, it's in the management, it's in whatever.
Now, do you think any of this has to do by restaurants being hurt because of the seating issues with the pandemic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just can't even imagine what that's like. I mean, sure, that's put a damper on everybody's business. I mean, it makes no difference if you're a doctor, if whatever type of dentist, you know, whatever your profession is, it's really put a damper on everything. So this is a time in our life that we have never experienced. Anyone under 100 or over 100 has not experienced this with a pandemic. And then everybody's so stressed out, and so people don't have money, and it's just an on and on story. And you were talking about the Plaza View Drive-In out where Perkins' business is currently, and their home was moved back on Woodside.
Right.
Yes, I worked there, and it was basically a coffee shop in the morning, and some people would eat, but not like today. Because what happens in today's world, people do not know how to cook. They say pretty soon, the houses that are going to be built, it's not going to have any kitchens because people do not know how to cook. So what it is, they're putting these people in these restaurants and training them to be a cook. But again, it goes back to desire. If you don't have a desire, you can't drive a car. You can't do anything. And you know, those cooks just don't know what they're doing. But they're doing their best because that's all they know. And so it's just a real crisis out here, what's going on.
It certainly is different.
The Plaza View Drive-In that I started working at after I graduated, that was the hangout in Marion. People would pull in there in the wintertime and hit that brake and just spin that car totally around. And, you know, it was just a fun place to be because everybody was just showing off their whatever they had to show off, whether it was their new car. Les Yeager, the midget, he came to the Plaza View out there, and he always had a brand new car and had a convertible. So he'd get all of us girls in that car and shoot the loop around town. And we did things like that. We thought that was just great. And then Mr. Wood, he did all the cooking. So in the evening, they had everything, you know, like meatloaf and roast beef and, you know, things like that for a fast something if he was in a hurry. And so, you know, it was basically a coffee shop in the morning. And then we had lunches and, you know, just your regular milkshakes and everything that people had back in that day.
Well, it sounds pretty good. Well, I thank you for calling and sharing your memory.
Okay. Well, you have a great day.
You
bye.
Too. You too. Bye-bye.
740-383-9944. Here we are, WWGH Radio. Now, after this show's off today, we've got a day full of programming from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp, Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. She's been doing great programs lately. And Mike Wilson, 5:10 till 6 p.m. today, right here on WWGH Radio. And I know he's got a great program today. I believe Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library will be in, and I hear Sniffles in the studio. So, Adam, we got 4 minutes. What's coming up next?
Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars.
Yes. What's coming up next?
I have a semi-famous, always interesting, local celebrity who's going to be on with me. I'm not Donald Trump or anybody that important, but someone in Marion who's done a lot for the community. He's been on before, so he'll be on talking about the great things that he does, and, of course, we'll be telling jokes, and I'll be taking calls. One thing listeners can do, because this will be a hodgepodge show, is sing or recite a few bars of a song from 73 to 87 and see if I can guess it. I claim to be a walking encyclopedia of music from that period, so see if I can put my money where my mouth is.
So this is somebody who's been on with you before?
No, with others on the station. I mean, I said it, not Donald Trump or anybody that important, but someone who does a lot of things in the community.
Oh, and you don't want to tell us? It's coming up in like 10 minutes.
Well, he's hiding there in the green room.
Oh, is he? But he's going to come on with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll be on, and we'll take calls, and we'll talk about what he does for Marion. And, you know,
well, give
course,
me a hint. What does he do? I haven't seen him walk in yet.
I'm not sure what he does.
You don't know what he does?
He's in the arts.
He's in the arts.
He does a lot for the art community in Marion. That should be a good enough guess.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he does. He just has done so much for the arts community in this area and beautifies the city. And
Got me.
So we'll be talking about what he does, probably a few wisecracks and taking calls and whatever else I can kind of muster.
Well, that'll be exciting. So we'll have that from 10:10 this morning to 11 a.m. And then Voice of the People today. Like I said, I'm not sure who Linda's guest is, but she's done some terrific programs.
Linda, has been such a mainstay of the station. She comes in, you know, usually two shows a week. Always cheery, always smiling. Great guests. We're proud to have her.
Yeah, and Mike,
you know, I mean, I'm so big of women in broadcasting, and she's it, and we're glad to have her. Jeff Ruth, I mean, all the people that have become a part of this station, it is just it is awesome sauce for sure.
Well, then we have, of course, Mike Wilson today from 5:10 to 6 p.m., and Mike will have the Marion Public Library on. And I think they're having a big book sale over there, so there's a lot to talk about there that I don't think people are aware of. I don't know if people are aware that that book sale is going on, but they will certainly be today from 5:10 until 6.
I'm impressed that people still read books.
Oh, people love to have the hard copies.
Oh, I do. You know what Archie Bunker said about reading books and magazines. So
I do know, and where you should read.
Yeah, driving up here, I kind of took an inventory of the political signs, and you know, it's about 3-1 Trump versus Biden. And
people still have their signs out.
I did see a Jesus 2020 sign, so maybe that would work. And I was always saying Archie Bunker for president. Now, there's somebody with a good sense of humor.
Now, do you think people know 2020 is over? That this is 2021 now?
I think this is 2020 part two, because we're dealing with a lot of the same. You know, can I say this on the air, crapola, that we dealt with last year? Can I say crapola, Scott? Because I say that a lot.
I think you can. I don't know. Just don't change it.
How about just like funky stuff instead?
I just say stuff.
Yeah, stuff.
We're dealing with a lot of stuff.
Stuff is a good wild card word.
Stuff, there's no doubt that you can say stuff.
You know, George Carlin and the seven words you can't say on TV or the radio, so.
Well, there you go. Adam in the arts community coming up next here in on WWGH Radio. Remember, we're streaming live, WWGH1071.com, or download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Do I look okay enough to have a live Facebook video? You know I like to do that.
Yes, I'm gonna tell you something about that. So there you go. Adam will be on Facebook, Adam Lepp.
It's not even
Facebook.
Halloween yet, but I'm still going to do that.
It is, because we've had some cutout problems with that, but I think I know how to fix that
problem.
Yeah,
I got a new phone, and it has 5G, which, as I've talked about on the show, comes in really well here, so I'm not even going to use the Wi-Fi. It'll be the Sprint, now known as T-Mobile 5G.
Well, as long as you don't, if you're not on our Wi-Fi, we shouldn't have a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I comb my hair and everything.
So there you go. Get ready. I'm done for the day. Adam Lepp coming up in about 15 minutes, right after the obits, the news, and the weather, right here on WWGH Radio. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
A piece of baloney. No one of them said as he picked up a knife, there's no use in us carving, for if we do, there won't be enough to keep us all from starving. So I suggest we go to bed, and tomorrow, said Maloney, whoever has the nicest dream wins the piece of baloney. The following morning when they awoke, a quarter after seven, one of them said, I had a dream, I died and went to heaven. St. Peter met me at the gate, riding on a pony. No, I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the baloney. The other one said, I had a dream too, and mine was a world beater. I also died and went to heaven. Welcome by St. Peter. He rushed to me, held out his hand. He said, hello, Mahoney. No, I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the baloney. The Hebrew said, I'm dreaming too. A dream that couldn't be sweeter. I seen you both go up to heaven. Welcome by St. Peter. I waited and waited and waited around, and oh, I got so lonely. I didn't think you was coming back. So I got up and I ate the baloney.
To legendary stand-up comic Marty Allen.
You know, Marty, one day we'll flip. You can host the show.
Oh, okay.
I think it would work okay. I think you could handle that.
Well, I'd love it. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, we'll do
but
that.
But I'm not changing my name. It's going to be Marty Allen. I can't go on and say, I'm Marty Spears.
Legendary confetti-throwing comedian Rip Taylor.
Well, tell me about the sparkly jackets. Where did they come from?
Cleveland.
Okay.
Well. Everything came from the ball at Marion. And Cleveland, everything. Now stop getting me laughing. It's too early.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Mary. Streaming live on the net. www.wwgh.